Your On the Mark podcast is loading now. The On the Mark podcast is sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company, family-owned dealership since 1915, 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, on Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On the Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Call 1-800-795-9565 or email onthemark@wkok.com. Now, here are your hosts for On the Mark, Mark Lawrence and Ben Reichle.
Greetings and welcome on board the WKOK Live Telephone Talk Show, On the Mark. I'm Mark Lawrence, subpar host of the show. Across from me, none other than Mr. Ben Reichle, local businessman, Republican committee person. He's an American first when he comes in here wearing his...
Just a co-host.
MAGA hat. Do you have a MAGA hat?
No.
You don't have one?
No.
Well, we're going to have to get
you one.
No,
but I do have boxers. MAGA boxers.
Oh, no kidding. That's more than information than I really needed, but thank you.
remember, subpar is always good on the golf course.
Right. That's my full intention to recognize that. Yeah, that I am subpar, meaning that I'm doing better than average. So it's the best I can hope for.
Well, you know what average is.
No.
The worst of the best and the best of the worst.
Okay.
So, all right. Let's subpar and on 18 holes, you'd have a lot of friends. You
right.
Probably win a lot of money among your friends. If
right.
You get a
absolutely.
Little 50-cent wagers.
Get a little skins game going here and have some fun. All right. So that's me. Ben Reichle is a business person and locally. He's a Republican committee person. He's a natural-born listener, so he's going to hear one of our good guests talk today. Rob Center is our fabulous producer. We do have a guest on board, so I'm going to introduce her fully in one quick moment. On the Mark, sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company. You can check them out at sunburymotors.com. On the Mark, brought to you by that company that has a family owned dealership since 1915. Two big operations. One is on 4th Street in Sunbury and the other on Routes 11 and 15 Hummel's Wharf. Find out tons more about what they got to offer at sunburymotors.com. Maybe you're worried about snow. We're going to go into a cycle of frozen precipitation. About every 3 or 4 days we'll get some form of frozen precipitation. So Heather's Air would probably even recommend that you try an all-wheel drive vehicle. And even some of the small cars, the Ford Foci comes in an all-wheel drive version. So does the Taurus. That is a sturdy vehicle that'll just last you along. Is your Taurus all-wheel drive? Yep. Mm-hmm. You can get around, climb mountains, and you don't have to backslide down the hills to try it again. And that's the all-wheel drive opportunity for almost every vehicle. And, of course, they got full-size SUVs, trucks, Explorers, Expeditions, Expedition Explorer, and Excursion is the mega big one. And that's for pulling trailers and that sort of thing. And then, of course, you get into the F-150s and 250s and 350s if you got all-wheel drive with some work to do. And that's at the Sunbury Motor Company. They will hook you up to the pavement, and you'll get where you need to go. And drive safely, of course. Four-wheel drive doesn't stop you on ice, so you got to stay safe. But it's a real opportunity for you to get a vehicle that can get you from point A to point B if you absolutely positively got to get there overnight.
Well, if you're driving a Sunbury Motors vehicle, it's great. But whatever vehicle you're driving, if you take an observation and slow down, use your turn signals, it'll be safer for everybody.
Yeah, you got a turn signal thing going on. Are you obsessed with those?
Well, turn signals is nonverbal communication in a automobile or a truck. But in this weather, just if people slow down, use their turn signals, you know, give plenty of time to get, you know, give yourself 5 minutes to get to someplace extra. And, you'll be amazed that you can get through some of these winter events.
Get some space between you and the person in front of me. That way they can slide out. They can fishtail and slide off the road, and you'll be kind enough to call the cops for them, and then they can get going on. But you don't go off the road.
Yeah, it's not the time to text, put on your makeup, read the newspaper, drink coffee in your automobile. It's time to sort of observe what you have
were
to
you
do
in
when
my
you're driving.
Truck when I came up the hill today. I was doing all of that simultaneously.
You got a little rouge underneath
you.
Your left eye.
All right, our hometown pharmacy's toll free line is open. Call us 1-800-795-9565. Toll free line sponsored by the Shade Mountain Pharmacy in Mount Pleasant Mills, the Norrie Pharmacy, Danville Pharmacy, Lewisburg Pharmacy, Bloomsburg Medicine Shop, Trutz Pharmacy in Mifflinburg. Email us at onthemark@wkok.com or text us at 7. 1-800-926-0236. I'm so glad to say that Sherry Jacobson is back, and we've spoken to her about a number of opportunities and activities and endeavors in the central Susquehanna Valley. She was here most recently talking about the moms group that is trying to get some common sense legislation going in Harrisburg that relates to personal safety. Guns is an aspect of that, but that certainly is not their only focus, and talked about the focus on home safety. It was such a popular topic.
Be smart for
Be
kids.
Smart.
We help people understand how to store weapons safely at home so that children and toddlers don't get into unsecured firearms.
Fantastic. Okay, and then just everything else, safety about the home, allergies and other topics are all brought up in that same conversation. Mm-hmm. So that is that's a different hat that she wears. Lives in the Winfield area, and is that the right summary? Winfield or Lewisburg?
Sure, Union Township.
Okay,
yep.
Union Township. Of course, I met your husband the other day. He's a great advocate for good things, and now I've at least spoken to your daughter on one occasion, Katie, correct?
Mm-hmm.
All right. And, of course, Nick is about the most famous guy in and around Lewisburg these days, so you got to be the proudest mom in town. So, honestly, he's going to be somebody. He's going to be a wheel someday. He already is, so that's the great family that you got going. Although, when I mentioned to Joe yesterday that Sherry's going to be here and that you were talking about border, he said, doesn't that family just ever accept anything as it is? Do you ever accept anything just as it is?
You know, I guess as we discuss today, we'll be talking perhaps about what motivated my daughter and me to go and volunteer at the Humanitarian Respite Center. But part of that is my faith and one firm conviction that Jewish people have is that we are called to engage with what's called Tikkun Olam, which is heal the world. And there are some strains of Jewish thought that would hold that God created us for the express purpose of partnering with us to heal the world.
You mentioned it, and I'll make clear that that's the experience which you bring to our table today to talk about, so we appreciate that. And I just think that this has been a real opportunity for us to kind of do a finding of fact. If you would like me to dispel or to continue spreading some myths about the U.S.-Mexico border, I can do that, or about immigration or illegal immigration, I can surely do that. But you're going to talk about things that you know for sure that you've seen, and this is an opportunity for us to find out about this. A respite center run by the Catholic Charities?
Yes, it's the Humanitarian Respite Center, and it's run by Catholic Charities of the Rio Grande Valley. They were formed in 2014 to deal with the crisis of migration at that moment in time, and they have since served over 100,000 travelers.
Wow. Okay. So these are individuals coming from Central America who have an opportunity to seek asylum in the U.S.?
Yeah. So the basic way that people end up at the center and where they go from there, I'll just kind of walk you through it. So they, everyone I spoke to at the center had come from either Guatemala, Honduras, with a handful of people from El Salvador. And they have arrived at the U.S. border. Most often, it seems, by walking. Some have taken buses, which I could elaborate on later, is not necessarily an easier way to get there. And they present themselves to Border Patrol when they get there. They are not trying to sneak across the border. They present themselves to Border Patrol. Pretty much everyone I met there had one child in tow. A few people had two children. They present themselves to Border Patrol, and then they have a conversation with the Border Patrol officer. And if that person is found to have a credible fear of return, they are taken into the United States and processed at a Border Patrol facility. So they are interviewed. There is concern, of course, about whether these are gang members back home or whether they've been here and already been deported. But if they pass all of those interview questions and the background checks after being in the center for several days and they have been determined to have a credible fear of return, usually one family member at least gets an ankle monitor. And then they have to have a sponsor in the United States. Almost everybody I spoke to, that sponsor was a relative, although occasionally it was a friend. And then wherever that sponsor is where the traveler is going, where the migrant is going. And then a court date is arranged for them at that location. and they will have a hearing there, an immigration hearing. It will begin the process.
If I have a relative in Pennsylvania, that hearing is going to happen in Pennsylvania?
Yeah. So then where this humanitarian respite center comes into play is that upon having been found to have a credible fear of return, not being a gang member, not posing a threat to U.S. citizens, at that moment, that person has to get to their sponsor where they're going to have a hearing. And so had it not been for the humanitarian respite center, these people would have just been brought to a bus station. And I spoke to almost nobody who spoke English. I'm a Spanish speaker. I spoke to almost nobody who spoke English. And so they would have just been deposited in this bus station. Who knows how they're going to, you know, figure out to how to go to where they're going. And it was really a disaster. And so Sister Norma Pimentel came up with the idea to open up this respite center in McAllen, which is where we were. So right now, ICE will take people from their detention facility and bring them to the center. And when they get to the center, they get registered. They get connected with the person, their sponsor. That sponsor either wires money or sends an electric ticket for them to take the bus to where they're going. That usually takes a day or two. So in the meantime, they can have a shower, there's food, they have a place to sleep. I don't know if you noticed the news over winter break, but in El Paso, a lot of people were just being left at the bus station, and the chief of police in El Paso was afraid they were going to freeze to death because it gets to freezing there overnight. And he got a bunch of coach buses, and you know, people just sat on the coach buses all night so they didn't freeze to death. So that's a real humanitarian crisis, right? So this humanitarian respite center takes the people from between the time in the Border Patrol detention facility and their arrival at their sponsors and make sure they have a place to sleep and a shower and food to eat.
Some people are turned away at the border. Let's go all the way back to the beginning of your narrative. Some people are turned away. Their report to the Border Patrol is not found to be sufficient to proceed.
Yeah, yeah, that can happen. So pretty much anyone who's making it to the center has already been vetted, found to have a credible fear of return, found not to be, you know, a threat to the United States. I did not spend any time with Border Patrol at the border, so I have no idea what happens if they determine somebody doesn't have a credible fear of return.
Right. And what percentage are these asylum seekers versus individuals who may wish to come over the border and seeking employment in the U.S., crossing the border illegally, coming in the border legally to work elsewhere? What sliver of the population crossing the border is this group?
Well, I mean, we've all read different statistics in newspapers and so forth. My understanding is that in the southeast region where McAllen, Texas is, pretty much everybody is from Central America and they are asylum seekers.
And likewise in San Diego, more people are. Ben, what's your experience with? You've been to San Diego, so you know that in San Diego, more individuals are seeking work, less so asylum.
You have refugees, you have asylum seekers, and now it's become, the terms have become somewhat sort of interchangeable. You have people coming here. And again, you know, the numbers are showing that there's very high percentages of the asylum seekers that get returned because there's asylum, you know, is it 70 or 80% because they don't then meet the requirements if they even get to the courts. But they do have GPS monitoring to a degree. The part of it is, you know, you have various segments of the population. You're saying that most of the people were Central American. So there's rules and criteria for OTMs other than Mexicans to come into the country, and then there's rules for Mexicans. So again, you know, when you start to get refugee, asylum, sometimes the terms get a little muddled, and then the legal side comes in on the U.S. immigration side, which then probably, you know, as we know, all needs change for legal and illegal immigration. to understand that. But I think the church groups have gotten involved very heavily. I don't think there's multiple groups that are down in the border from San Diego over that are trying to offer assistance at some rate. But the Border Patrol, they turn themselves into the Border Patrol. And then ICE takes over after that, because the Border Patrol then goes back to the border. So that when you say ICE takes them to the center that you were volunteering at, so you know you have multiple government groups also.
Right. Any elaboration or observation related to that description, primarily based in and around San Diego, if you do?
No, I mean, from what I've read, that seems fair. I mean, I think we're all just people who consume the news. I'm not passing myself off as an expert on the border. I try to pay attention to the news, as I know you guys do. That sounds about right.
Families were kept intact in the location where you were.
Yeah, for the most part, what I saw was one parent and one child. Occasionally, you know, there was a married couple with a child. Occasionally, somebody had two children. Most of the kids struck me as between being about 4 and 12 years old or so. There were a few teenagers in there. There was a 5-month-old baby. So there are, you know, there's a range of children, but most of them seem to be between kind of 4 and 12, 13 years old.
All right. We invite folks to contact us right now if you have a question or an observation. We're enjoying a description of the experience of Sherry Jacobson, the Lewisburg area Union Township resident who is recently spent some time in McAllen, Texas. You know, President Trump recently went there to see firsthand what was happening. And so he has his observations as well. We'll continue this conversation. Invite your questions. You can call us now. The Hometown Pharmacy's toll-free line is open. 1-800-795-9555. 565 is our telephone number, 1-800-795-9565, and you can email us at onthemark@wkok.com.
Sunburn Motors is bringing in the new year with a lofty goal. Sell 1,000 new Fords in 2019. You heard right, 1,000 new Fords. SMC knows they can achieve this lofty goal, and here's why. Sunbury Motors Ford has 2019 Ford Fiestas starting at $12,820. That's a new car for under $13,000. Browse Central Pennsylvania's largest selection of four-wheel drive vehicles. Pick from 68 Ford Escapes, and they're slashed to as low as $17,820. SMC has all remaining 2018 Ford Explorers reduced by $8,000, starting at $33,985. Sunbury Motors has over 100 new Ford trucks, with F-150s marked down up to $14,000, and Super Duties as much as $15,000. SMC's goal of selling 1,000 new Fords in 2019 will be your gain. Sunbury Motors in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, proudly serving all of Central Pennsylvania and the Susquehanna Valley for over a century.
Welcome back to the KOK Live Telephone Talk Show. On the Mark, Mark Lawrence here, and Mr. Ben Reichle is with me, and our good guest, Sherry Jacobson, is with us, the leader of the family that is just involved in a lot of activism and trying to affect positive change here. But this is something a little bit different for you, helping to affect positive change one-on-one with individuals, helping to serve, or 1-on-100, helping to serve food or short clothing or help individuals. Tell me a little bit more about that experience for you.
So, yeah, over the break, we were talking about what does it mean to do direct service and, you know, to be on the ground helping out people who are really in a crisis. The people I met had been on the road for weeks and weeks and weeks. They'd had grueling experiences, which we could talk about. But they needed help. You know, they needed help right then and there. And, you know, I think this is a very charitable area, and you know, for people who want to get involved in whatever the cause is, I think it's good to think about what are your strengths. Working in a center like that, my daughter, my 15-year-old daughter and I, we were literally on our feet 12 hours a day. You know, we'd get there at 8 o'clock in the morning, or 11 hours a day, you know, leave at like 7 o'clock at night, barely time to eat. It's just nonstop. The busiest day there was the day after Christmas when ICE brought over 550 people. And, you know, you got like 10, 15 volunteers, whatever. And it was just nonstop. So being there, being able to serve people, being able to offer a smile to somebody who'd just been through a very harrowing experience and still had an uncertain future ahead of her or him was really an honor, and I was so grateful to be able to do that. I also know it was kind of exhausting. So I think, yeah, it's good to think about before you volunteer, perhaps, like, what am I getting myself into and how will I be most impactful? Am I prepared to do this kind of work or might I be better suited to do a different kind of volunteer work?
Right. And again, we want to separate that we're really talking about individuals that are seeking asylum, that already been vetted, have already been to a limited sense in custody and are now sort of on their own recognizance until their next appearance in court, are so far compliant with what is being asked of them at this moment, and then they're going to be, they don't stay at this shelter for very long, then they go off to where they're going to be staying temporarily in process and so on. So this is an opportunity for those individuals. How much were you aware of, if at all, that there's a dilemma with individuals who are illegally crossing the border elsewhere? Of course, we have this big argument about the wall. How much of a sense do you get that when you're in McAllen at this location, that this bigger argument's going on elsewhere? Another argument's going on elsewhere.
Oh, you mean just basically the whole political discussion about the wall? I think when you're in the center, it's such an intense environment. I mean, you have a lot of people were ill. You know, they had been on the road for weeks. And I met one gentleman. I actually had a My Turn column in the Daily Item where I wrote about this, who was traveling with his 8-year-old daughter. They had gone for 3 entire days without eating. And she was ill. She did not look well. She was sick on the journey. So people are really in dire straits. And
he carried her.
He carried her. Yeah, he carried her for 3 days. He picked her up to show me how he, you know, cradled her in his arms to carry her for 3 days. And so when you're in the center, you are just caught up in the immediacy of the moment. People need to eat. People need to get their bus tickets so they can get on their way. People need a shower. People also just need to sit for a minute and talk and just have a kind of normal human meal where they're sitting at a table, somebody's bringing them soup. One thing that really struck me there, and I know struck my daughter as well, is like almost everybody who's there as a guest, as a traveler, as a migrant, wants to help. So when it comes to like serving food, they are all the ones who staff the serving of the food. And, you know, I had people help me out sorting clothes. Enormous amounts of clothes come into the center, and they have to be sorted into men's, women's, and children's, and these are not going to be suitable, and these are going to be okay. And, you know, people who were traveling would come into the sorting room and help out with sorting. People really wanted to contribute, and the work was kind of nonstop, so it was all hands on deck.
Should we build a wall?
I think we have the wall, from what I have read. Again, I'm not an expert. Our urban, densely populated areas, my understanding is the wall or fencing is quite effective in these areas. I think where we were in McAllen, you know, most of the land east of El Paso is private land. And that would entail, you know, to put up walls or fencing there would definitely entail some eminent domain. And, you know, taking people's private property and compensating them for it. And that's a whole other set of questions. And if, you know, some people would suggest it's not the most effective way right now to deal with our immigration problem. I think the immigration problem is complex. The people who are coming for varied and complex reasons. What happens to people when they come here varies. I would not say, like, you know, there's going to be a one-size-fits-all solution for this.
All right, well, we're talking to Sherry Jacobson. You can stay past 9 o'clock hour, correct? Okay. We're going to keep having this conversation, but we are talking about her trip to McAllen, Texas. Any reflections on what she's observed? You've seen a lot of parts of the border
travels. Well, you know, you've got 1,951 miles, roughly, from San Diego to the Gulf of Mexico, and you know, so it's all, but you got different terrain, you got different areas, you got rivers, you got, areas that are just vast in New Mexico. I mean, they're just, you know, vast wasteland almost. And so, you know, it is, I would agree, it's complex in a way. One thing I would like to say is that, you know, on the humanitarian side, it would be far more humane to take care of this in their own countries, so these people don't have to make the trek or pay the coyotes. You know, so, you know, to set up asylum centers in countries, which we do have embassies or consulates that people can go to, that certainly this trek through Mexico, and Mexico is such a corrupt country, from county to county, state to state, whatever the municipality is in Mexico. You know, the cartels run Mexico, and, you know, so to make these folks who are trying to seek asylum, whatever they're trying to do, to get to the United States, to have them have to make this trek makes no sense at all from a humanitarian standpoint. So why isn't it taken care of in their countries?
All right. Well, we'll get your reflections on all of these observations. We'll have more coming up. There's more to talk about this. We will have a segment of open phones today. We are talking about the experience of Sherry Jacobson at the U.S.-Mexico border at a respite center for asylum seekers who've been screened and are in the U.S., at least temporarily, legally, and are going to be given an opportunity to make their case and potentially stay longer. Hundreds of thousands of individuals making their way through this center. You're listening to WKOK Sunbury.
News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On the Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Call 1-800-795-9565 or email onthemark@wkok.com. Now, here are your hosts for On the Mark, Mark Lawrence and Ben Reichle.
Greetings and welcome aboard the WKOK Live Telephone Talk Show, On the Mark. We're about one-third of the way through the show. It is the 18th day of January, 2019. I'm Mark Lawrence. Mr. Ben Reichle is with me. Rob Sanders, our fabulous producer. Our newsman is Matt Catrillo. And so we appreciate everybody's hard help today. We're going to introduce our guest here in a moment. On the Mark, sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company. Check them out at Sunbury Motor. Motors.com. Our hometown pharmacy's toll-free line is wide open. That is 1-800-795-9565, the toll-free line sponsored by the Shade Mountain Pharmacy out on Route 35 in Mount Pleasant Mills. Tyler's out at Trutz Pharmacy on Walnut Street in Mifflinburg. He's the owner there, and he would just love to let you know that they want to super serve you there. Steve's at the Norrie Pharmacy, taking good care of customers in and around Northumberland for decades on Duke Street in Northumberland, the old Porchline Dairy Building. And the Kathy's out at the Danville Pharmacy right next to the police station on Mill Street. Jennifer's the head pharmacist over at the Bloomsburg Medicine Shop on Market Street in the plaza there. And Brad's at the Lewisburg Pharmacy on 2nd Street in Lewisburg. Super small business. They just love to take fabulous care of their customers. And, of course, Terry's wonderful out at Shade Mountain Pharmacy. Smartest guy everywhere he goes. And he's on Route 35 in Mount Pleasant Mills. I tell you their names because those are their first names, and your first name matters. You get on a first-name basis. Nobody takes a number. They don't have exceedingly long lines, but they do provide super service, drug take-back, delivery, you name it. Each has a variety of different services available, and each is a hometown business where you support them. You're supporting people in your hometown. Why send your money to China and go to a big-box store when you can be super served in your hometown, and not only super serves you, but takes good care of your town as well? So our hometown pharmacy toll-free line is open. You can email us throughout the show at onthemark@wkok.com or text us at 70236. So we invite folks to keep in touch in that manner. Now, we're talking to Sherry Jacobson, who recently spent 10 days, that's right, 10
yes.
days, at a respite center in McAllen, Texas, which is where individuals who've been have come to the U.S. seeking asylum get an opportunity to visit briefly before they go on to their next destination, which is more court proceedings. Sometimes it's back over to the other side of the border in a way, but in many cases, individuals can be allowed into the U.S. To start the process of staying here indefinitely. To that end, we have a caller standing by with a question. Sherry, you're continuing to elaborate on these good observations. Lance, you're on the mark. Thanks for calling in. Go right ahead.
Okay. Well, what I need to ask your guest is what circumstances qualifies a person to be where they are. Can you just would take a eighth of a person being there and why they're there? You know, pick one out.
You mean what led them to seek asylum?
Yes.
Okay, go right ahead.
So that's a great question, and I probably should just provide a little bit of context, which is that my daughter and I went there to volunteer and to help. And so I didn't really go there as a journalist. I'm professionally an anthropologist. I teach anthropology. I didn't go there with that capacity. Had I gone in that way, I probably would have wanted to get some consent, you know, agreements from the center where I went. So I actually didn't interview people. I really went to help. In the course of helping people get into used clothing, because that's part of what happens at the center, they come, their clothes are threadbare. They usually don't fit because they've lost a lot of weight on the journey. In the course of putting people into clothes and just making small talk, sometimes they would volunteer their stories. But I can't say that I did a rigorous interview with anybody, so I don't want to overstate anything. It struck me that a lot of people had been farmers in their home countries, small farms. One guy told me he had a carrot farm. Another person had chickens. So that was the backstory for some people. Some people seemed like a little more like they'd come from larger towns, perhaps, just sort of the way they were dressed and the way they spoke. I know some of the people who worked in the center who perhaps did more extended, have more extended conversations with the guests at the center, talked about people having small businesses and being shaken down and threatened by gangs and wanting to protect their families and get out of there. So there were a lot of different stories. To be accepted, you know, to be, you know, go through this process that I've already described, they do have to demonstrate a credible fear of return. And so that's part of the process.
Well, the deal is, though, with the gangs, they're here. And if they stay here, I mean, a lot of those folks would be run down anyway.
I'm sorry, repeat that last sentence. Well, you're kind of faded out there.
Okay. If a person like is here in fear of the gang, well, those gangs are here, too. I mean, the same one, the same thing. And aren't they in fear of the same thing happening to them here? I mean, just because they got out of their neighborhood doesn't necessarily mean that they're going to be safe.
Well, we have gangs here in the U.S. Are you in fear of gangs running you down?
No.
I haven't done anything to make them mad either.
Yeah, what you're saying, if you're MS-13 in Central America and you come here and, as Sherry, you're saying that they go to sponsors or relatives. Well, if these relatives live in an area, let's say Long Island, that there's a Guatemalan group there, and then all of a sudden MS-13's there. MS-13 then, you know, do they go and harass these people again in some ways? And there's something to that. However, you have to look at the status of refugees compared to asylum seekers. And again, it's you cannot return. You're in fear of returning to your country for some reprisal for your race, your political views, your religion. I mean, there's criteria for that. But it's mostly a procedural difference between refugees and asylum seekers. So again, though, when you're volunteering, Sherry, I would say you're there, and you're taking care of the people. I'm sure the being bilingual is very helpful, because that's a huge thing, because their communications and their understanding of what they're going to go through, it's probably very daunting for them.
Yeah, it is daunting for them, and I think. My understanding, again, I didn't like formally interview people, is that to the extent that they're concerned about gangs, they have a small business, they have a, you know, a kiosk or, you know, whatever, and they're basically being shaken down for protection money and threatened. If they don't pay it, their families are being threatened. I think there might be a couple pockets in the United States where there are gangs. I don't feel like our country is overrun with them. So I didn't meet anybody who was concerned about that. They were just very eager to get to their sponsors and you know, seek some protection for their families.
Well, what percentage of the people who come through there and then are sent on their way to go to wherever actually show up for their hearings?
Well, every family, you know, every at least one person in the family unit, which, like I said, most people were an adult and a child, so it would be the adult, has an ankle monitor when they leave the detention facility.
I'm personal experience with those and people who have had them, that's not really that great. I mean, really.
No, and that's the part where, you know, people can remove those. They can then blend into the community, and that's why you know, the numbers between 10 and 22 million illegal immigrants in the country. You know, but again, part of this. And I know Sharon and I were talking in between, is the misunderstanding of what's going on in their country and even Mexico. Mexico is a sewer of political corruptness, and it's run by the cartels. But you go to Central America, and, you know, if you're a farmer, if you're a business person, if you're a school teacher, and what your life is run by corruption. And again, the shakedowns from local business people is right out of organized crime up here in the United States. So when these people are choosing to leave, you know, they're making a step that you know, they're looking to improve their lives, because their lives are basically miserable to a degree unless you're in certain classes of society. So, you know, one of the things I'm saying is that it'd be far better to try to take care of it on their homeland than to have people make this trek. And it is a, you know, Sherry, you talked about people who are walking hundreds and hundreds of miles, and it's quasi-organized and not organized, and what they have to go through to get here. So there's a lot more to the story, but the problem, the root problem, is in their countries and the corruption that these people deal with.
You certainly have that right. But here we have a force who is attempting to keep that stuff out and punish those that are already doing it. It's called ICE. And there are people here who want to abolish that because they're just too cruel. Now tell me something. In view of what can happen when you allow that stuff to fester, why would you ever want to abolish it? ICE. I mean, really. That's what keeps it out here.
Well, to agree, I think ICE is also, you know, misunderstood and getting to be used as a political pawn. You know, it's immigration and custom, you know, control, and you're talking about all borders. And of course, it was put together after the 9/11 incident, you know, tragic incident. But you have border again, the breakdown. You have border security, and then you have ICE. So, you know, there's you know, some different government segments here, but certainly you want to have a border security, and that also comes in different factions as far as you know, northern borders, seaport borders, southern borders, but you have to also look at your immigration policy, both legal and illegal, and how that also fits into the overall equation.
All right,
one of the things that There were a number of moments in my life that probably led up to me wanting to go down to the border and volunteer at this center. One of them is, as some listeners may know, is that my husband's grandparents were refugees from Nazi Germany. Their business was destroyed, and they realized that they had to get out. And the family went, some of them were able to get to South Africa, some of them were able to get to Palestine, some went to Venezuela. This is part of my family's story. And it is concerning to me when actual human beings are not considered as such. And for me, going to the border and being able to look people in the eyes and see their children and hear their stories was very powerful. And I feel grateful that I was able to do that and bring these stories back to our region. These are people just like we are, and they have heartbreaking stories. And There but for the grace of God go you and I. I did nothing to deserve the comfortable life I have in the United States. My family came to this country in the 1800s, and I was grateful for that decision they made. And I do not pass judgment on people who are fleeing very dangerous homes, and I hope that we can welcome them with grace and dignity.
Well, here, just 10 seconds, I'd just like to ask you, you belong to what's a Moms Demand Action organization here?
I went down to the border as an individual, private individual, yeah.
But I'm asking, when is your next meeting and where is it?
You can look for that on the website.
A friend of mine looked, he couldn't find it. What is
I'm happy to talk about that offline.
I'll give her your number, Lance. She can call you.
Okay, please.
All right. Thank you so much, Lance. Thanks for checking in. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, we got an email pending. We'll read that on the radio, and we'll continue our conversation with Sherry Jacobson, a Lewisburg area resident who spent some time in McAllen, Texas, focusing on helping individuals who are in the U.S. legally seeking asylum and hope to stay in the U.S., many of them are afforded that opportunity. So we're talking about what led them to seek asylum in the U.S., and we've also observed jointly that helping them out in their country might even be better. So we can elaborate on that. When we return, we'd invite your calls, 1-800-795-9565. You can email us at onthemark@wkok.com.
January, February, March, April, May, June, July, and August, September, October, November, December. Those are the months of the year. What's with making resolutions, whatever they're called, only at the beginning of the year? Grandmom says there are 12 whole months to make changes and that everyone should start simple. She told her friends at her yoga class how simple it is to get their prescription switched to our hometown pharmacy. Then they won't waste hours waiting in line. There's a good revolution. Don't waste time.
Discover the hometown pharmacy difference today. Lewisburg Pharmacy, North 2nd Street, Lewisburg. Shade Mountain Pharmacy, Route 35, Mount Pleasant Mills. Bloomsburg Medicine Shop, Market Street, Bloomsburg. Norrie Pharmacy, Duke Street, Northumberland. Trotz Pharmacy, Walnut Street, Mifflinburg, and the Danville Pharmacy, Mill Street, Danville.
Did I say revolution? I meant to say resolution. Oh, you heard what I meant to say. I wonder if any of my friends made resolutions, and what's with old Lang Syne? This kid wants some new Lang Syne.
Sundern Motors is bringing in the new year with a lofty goal. Sell 1,000 new Fords in 2019. You heard right, 1,000 new Fords. SMC knows they can achieve this lofty goal, and here's why. Sundern Motors Ford has 2019 Ford Fiestas starting at $12,820. That's a new car for under $13,000. Browse Central Pennsylvania's largest selection of four-wheel drive vehicles. Pick from 68 Ford Escapes, and they're slashed to as low as $17,820. SMC has all remaining 2018 Ford Explorers reduced by $8,000, starting at $33,985. Sunbury Motors has over 100 new Ford trucks with F-150s marked down up to $14,000 and Super Duties as much as $15,000. SMC's goal of selling 1,000 new Fords in 2019 will be your gain. Sunbury Motors in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, proudly serving all of Central Pennsylvania and the Susquehanna Valley for over a century.
Welcome back to WKOK Live Telephone Talk Show. On the Mark, we're going to have news headlines after the bottom of the hour. A Winternet stood pat for the past couple of hours, so we're not going to read the Winternet, but there are lots of school delays that are posted there. And let's see, Katie had a school delay today, right? Your good daughter and Nick.
They did have a school delay.
Great. All right. So we're talking to the matriarch of the Jacobson family. Of course, we met Dave a couple of weeks ago talking about the Holocaust essay contest. That's underway.
Yeah, Days of Remembrance.
Yeah, how about that?
Interesting point. Who was all Dave? Who else was here?
Dave Young.
Dave Young.
Good friend.
That's right.
U.S. Marine Dave Young was here. And we've been so fortunate over the past couple of years. Thanks to the student walkout, we got more acquainted with Nick Jacobson and met Katie, at least telephonically at that time. So that was just a super opportunity. This is a real activist family. Living up there, the Jewish ideal of trying to help heal the
Tikkun
world.
Tikkun Olam. Yep.
Okay, heal the world. How about that? So there's something they take very personally and they work on. So the answer to Joe's question is probably not. Joe McGranahan said yesterday, doesn't this family just ever accept anything as it is? And the answer is probably not if it's hurting, if individuals hurting. I'll read this letter to you and then we can comment. It says, I find it interesting your guest goes to such lengths to help these illegal immigrants. Well, first of all, that's not true, correct, Ben? These are documented in the U.S. and
well,
they're not illegal.
They've come in illegally.
They did come in illegally.
Yeah, then they turn themselves over to the Border Patrol. They are seeking asylum. Then they take them. They go through the process. So at that point, now they're being when you see them, Sherry, they're being processed for asylum seeking. And depending on how their story in court works out, will be if they stay here with their sponsors. Or they'll be returned to their country.
So
somehow.
These human beings are illegal immigrants?
No, they are. By treaty, you are allowed to show up at a border and ask for asylum.
So then they open the door to you and you come in the U.S. You didn't sneak in or climb under the wall.
No, they present themselves to Border Patrol.
Yeah, they
want to get into the system. They ask for asylum, which is a completely legal thing to do. They are documented when they are in the ICE detention facilities. They have court dates. They're totally incorporated into our legal system.
But they have illegally crossed into the country to find the Border Patrol to turn themselves in. So at what point, usually if you're seeking asylum, you go to the consulate or the embassy of the United States or the country you're trying to seek that to, that's in your country. So now we have where people are coming in illegally, then turning to seek asylum, and it's not at a port of entry, per se. I guess McCallum sort of is a port of entry. So again, you're splitting hairs on it, but once the people get processed, then they're in the system to try to become legal citizens.
Yeah, McAllen is a port of entry, but my understanding of the treaties that we have signed on to are that asylum seekers can present themselves anywhere.
So this is a legal process of seeking legal asylum in the U.S. You're not an illegal immigrant at this
point. Right. Sneaking across the border and trying to avert any of our law enforcement, whether it's ICE or Border Patrol, which I think is in charge of a 50 miles within the border, that's Border Patrol territory. That's illegal, but presenting yourself at a port of entry or even anywhere on the border and saying I'm seeking asylum is not an illegal thing to do.
All right, fantastic.
But
okay.
In terms of let me read the rest of the question.
I did read the whole thing, didn't I? Okay, please, go ahead.
Well, the question is why aren't we helping people here? And I say let's help people here too. I do try to do that. I think there are a lot of people in our own country who are hurting for any number of reasons, and I do my best there as well.
All right, 1-800-795-9565. Thank you so much for the email. Appreciate that. We'll take more comers. One individual says, I just saw a video of hundreds of people climbing under a wall, says our listener Bob. So I guess somebody's got some good video out there, so we appreciate that. 1-800-795-9565. Okay, we're at our concluding moments. I think we just got hung up on the logistics and of whether a person is illegal, but people are people, humans are humans. We place borders around the world to protect our country, and that's a good thing. You don't think that's a terrible thing, right?
No, I think the way the modern world operates is that nations have borders and nations have a right and a responsibility to have a sense of who is in their country and what is in their country in terms of, obviously trafficking of illegal drugs is a huge problem. I wouldn't argue with that at all.
One of our listeners elaborates on those individuals climbing under the wall, probably asylum seekers, says a group of 376 individuals, including 200 minors, was arrested coming under a border wall yesterday, says our good listener, Bob. So
did not hear that. It'd be interesting to see.
What's that?
It'd be interesting to see where that was, what section of the border it was.
Yeah, we don't know. This is third-hand information, but we appreciate the conversation. Anyway, so we're helping humans here, and that's what it's all about.
For me, yeah, that's really a big part of my ethical system. I don't think humans should suffer. And I think we have to, as a nation, have a really serious discussion about the complexity of the situation. It's not a black and white situation. There's no easy answer. There's a lot of competing and reasonable concerns. One is the humanitarian issue. Another is how do we ensure the safety of citizens and have a sense of who is in our border. We're all concerned about the trafficking of illegal drugs. And it's important to have a conversation that is informed by the best research we have and that is entered into in good faith on the part of all parties and is not really about scoring points, because people's lives are at stake here.
All right. Well, thank you so much for bringing your observations and your and all of your zeal to this discussion. We very much appreciate it. So,
can I just say, if anybody would like to help the Humanitarian Respite Center, they are online. You can. The easiest thing for them is just to get a donation. They are feeding hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people every day, and they could definitely use some support in their work. So Catholic Charities of the Rio Grande Valley, and they are the Humanitarian Respite Center.
Cherry Jacobson of Union Township, Union County, Pennsylvania. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
We got open phones. We'll talk about some news headlines very shortly here on WKOK.
Sunbury Motors is bringing in the new year with a lofty goal. Sell 1,000 new Fords in 2019. You heard right, 1,000 new Fords. SMC knows they can achieve this lofty goal, and here's why. Sunbury Motors Ford has 2019 Ford Fiestas starting at $12,820. That's a new car for under $13,000. Browse Central Pennsylvania's largest selection of four-wheel drive vehicles. Pick from 68 Ford Escapes, and they're slashed to as low as $17,820. SMC has all remaining 2018 Ford Explorers reduced by $8,000, starting at $33,985. Sunbury Motors has over 100 new Ford trucks, with F-150s marked down up to $14,000, and Super Duties as much as $15,000. SMC's goal of selling 1,000 new Fords in 2019 will be your gain. Sunbury Motors in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, proudly serving all of Central Pennsylvania and the Susquehanna Valley for over a century.
Welcome back to the KOK Live Telephone Talk Show. On the mark, Mark Lawrence here. Stand by, Dale. We're going to get your comment on the radio. I got to do some very brief news headlines here. Our Winternet has lots of school announcements and just one municipal announcement, and that is that the Sunbury City offices are on a two-hour delay, which would mean they'll be opening right around 10:30 or so. And we also have Kaltman's declared a state of emergency tomorrow afternoon at 1 o'clock, at which time everybody's got to be off Route 61 Chestnut Street there so they can get it plowed back to the curb. And we had some school delays earlier. That list stood pat almost as soon as it was posted about 6 a.m. today, so no changes. Nobody went to a cancellation or anything along that line. The winter storm watch is still posted for our area, 1 p.m. Saturday to 4 p.m. Sunday. AccuWeather says we'll get 6 to 10 inches of snow. National Weather Service says the potentiality for more snow is existent, so they want to make sure everybody knows about that. We'll keep our Winternet posted at WKOK.com all morning long. State House Member Fred Keller, among the many individuals who might get involved in a special election to replace U.S. Congressman Tom Marino. Keller's expressed interest in the past as Marino's gone through various phases of considering leaving office. Now he has officially announced, Marino has, that he's leaving on the 23rd. Meantime, Fred Keller talked to us on the newsline about the fact that this is a time when he is now on the Board of Trustees of the PCRS, a nearly bankrupt system.
Ratio of both of the systems. If everybody in the system were to retire today, there wouldn't be enough money to pay them. So definitely you have to look at the funding ratio and how do we make sure that there's the resources will be there.
As we mentioned, U.S. Congressman Tom Marino is quitting as of next Wednesday on the 23rd. He said he's getting a better job in the private sector. Just won re-election. Not a hard-fought re-election, but he did win that. And Facebook says they have had enough. They have purged hundreds of Russian-linked and Russian-sponsored pages, groups, and accounts from the social networking site. The site says the Russian-backed entities were part of two major disinformation operations that were still thriving in the U.S. The company says the two networks were engaged in what Facebook permitted for many years as coordinated, inauthentic behavior, but now they say they're going to stop those Facebook pages.
Interesting.
If you knew the Russians were using your entity to lie to the American people, why not stop them when you found it?
Doesn't sound very American. What about just the algorithms and the makeups of Facebook, Google, and all that? We're starting to see how things are coming out in the discrimination against some groups. I think social media, the curtain is being pulled back on social media, and we're finding out who the wizard might be.
All right, 1-800-795-9565. Dale, you called in. You are now on the mark.
Yeah, I just wanted to talk about the argument with the wall. I mean, we do need more immigration coming in this country to keep wages competitive. And if they did, just say the Democrats did agree to this wall, okay, do you think the government workers are going to get higher wages or less wages? I'd say we're going to get less because we're going to have more people, you know, willing to work for the government. And they don't get paid much. So I just think the Democrats are holding them hostage, government workers. If they look at it that sense, you know, if it is so competitive, the wages are not going to go nowhere. So if we do, I mean, it's a slippery slope, but agriculture needs more workers. I mean, there's growing demand in agriculture now. So I think the Democrats and Republicans are both playing their part. It's a hard argument. But like I said, most likely people who are helping these government workers out are probably all conservatives, because we know the Democrats and liberals do not help anyone, maybe verbally or, you know, but financially they just are not there. They never are. They're always willing to donate my dollar. So I just think that, you know, if the borders were down, these government workers will probably get paid less. So they have to look at it that way too. I mean, there's tricks all about this. It's a hard argument, but I just say, you know, the Democrats are holding them hostage, and I think I don't even know if we should get the wall. I think they should probably just rip it down. You know, all these arguments for handouts is I don't know how someone can get paid for an argument about this. It's nuts.
All right, we got you. Thank you so much. Yeah, appreciate the call. One of our listeners sends us a note that says, these people bringing in these kids through Mexico on a 1,000-mile trip with no food or medical is a big form of child abuse. Just like working a 15-year-old girl long hours with no time to eat or missing school. Hundreds of these individuals die every year on the trip and are physically and sexually abused. 70,000 then die in our country every year from the drugs coming across the border. The ankle monitors are a joke. And most, MOST, the majority, are cut off and discarded. And then he uses some Fox News fake talking points. Only 2% of these illegals show up for their hearing. Well, we know that that's not true. And all of this is a failed effort to protect our sovereignty, says R.J. Shipe of Penns Creek, PA. P.S., these four persons are just a few that have a wall around their house. Nancy Pelosi, the Clintons, President Obama, and Harry Reid have a wall around their house. So we know all that stuff's fake. But we appreciate the other observation.
I'm not sure.
Are 100% true.
About the numbers. But, a small percentage of them do show up for their hearings.
Well, ICE says most show. Now, which is which? Now, I don't have the number, but they say most show for their hearings.
For what?
Asylum seekers.
For asylum seekers?
Yeah.
Yeah, and then a large part of the asylum seekers are sent back.
Okay. So right. Now, yeah, that's Sherry said that's a reality.
Now, so now what's happening is the asylum seekers know that they don't have to show up, and then that they become part of the community, you know, that they're in.
Sort of the overstayers of the asylum process.
So then they find ways, and then is it through illegal documents to get Social Security numbers, or, you know, now we have states that are offering driver's licenses with little or no proof of citizenship. Well, the system's so broke that it's hard to say where do you start fixing it. And the standpoint is, the other part is, what are the costs? What are the costs that spending at the border? And people talk, and we know that barriers work in degrees, because you can look at San Diego sector, Southern California sector. When they put in the wall, they moved east into Arizona. When Arizona started to put barriers up, they moved east. So you see this, and you see people arguing, well, people can tunnel underneath. Well, you know, certainly they can. So between barriers, between technology, and between a uniformed understanding of what the priorities are to control your borders and the implementations of that, then what you'll do is people in Central America won't make the 1,000-mile journey up, because they know to get into the United States they have to go through a formal process. So, you know, treaties and all that stuff, look at treaties. My understanding of asylum is that you have to, if you get to a port of entry, you can declare yourself. If you go to an embassy or a consulate of that country, like I said, you can declare yourself. I'm here because I'm being persecuted for in my religious beliefs, my political beliefs, you know, X, Y, Z. So you go through that. Walking over the border in the middle of the territory and then going up and finding a border patrol agent, I guess that's become the new port of entry. So, but the system's broke legally and illegally, and you know, people say, well, people overstay their visas. Well, yes, that needs to be redone. You know the part about workers. Yes, you can have guest workers. You can have E-Verify to verify this. There's groups in this country that want inexpensive, quote unquote, cheap labor, and then there's groups who want a let's say a underclass that, you know, hopefully if they get citizenships or parts of citizenships or rights to vote, that they will fuel, you know, their political party. So, you know, this has multiple areas of it, but it has, you know, two sides when you look at the economics and you look at the political parts.
All right, 1-800-795-9565. We'll take another quickie break. We can keep talking about immigration. We have U.S. Congressman Tom Marino. Ben Reichle is about the only person who's not interested in running for U.S. Congress at this point, as lots of people see the open seat as a free opportunity to get to the U.S. Congress.
Mm.
You're not running, right?
I don't think so.
Not at this point in the special election, but he's thinking about it. I'll tell you what. It's Congressman Reichle. Boy, would your grandpa be happy.
I'd like to have tea with Nancy Pelosi. It'd be quite a 4 o'clock afternoon.
Well, you're a natural born negotiator.
Yeah,
we need you.
We'll talk with Steny Hoyer. Please. We'll talk with the whole group. But no, it'll be interesting to see how. And now remember, this district is a little bit different.
The 12th.
You know, it's a Williamsport to state. You know, look at the population base.
Right.
And look where
Snyder Union,
have to
North Ellmelin.
A little bit there, but it's mostly.
And then up that big chunk of the northern tier, yeah, including Williamsport. Yeah, Williamsport and the State College are the stir that drives this stick.
Yeah.
Not us.
Yeah.
We're like a little also-ran. But a lot of us are in the same district, so that much is good. All right, 12th District U.S. Congressman Tom Marino is a quitter. What's your reaction to that sentence? That's what one of our texters says. But what's your view on this? Should he have stuck it out 2 more years and then gone into private industry?
Well, hold it. The same person most likely sent you the Twitter would have complained about him for 2 years.
Right, exactly.
So the
every inaction, any day they don't hear him, they say, where's Tom? Anytime he says anything, they say, Tom's wrong. So, that is very, very true.
I would have to say, what the Sam Hill are you talking about?
All right, 1-800-795-9565. It's an Open Phones Friday. Topic of your selection, Rob Center standing by with 4 clear lines. So dial it up. The Hometown Pharmacy's toll-free line, 1-800-795-9565 is our telephone number. That's 1-800-795-9565. I think Congressman Marino's resignation is perfect. It will get a real congressman in there, somebody who really represents us, and that'll be a good chance. We'll be right back. Call us now.
I think we're pretty well represented. Pretty well represented for what went on in Washington. So
we'll talk about this when we come back.
Sunbury Motors is bringing in the new year with a lofty goal. Sell 1,000 new Fords in 2019. You heard right, 1,000 new Fords. SMC knows they can achieve this lofty goal, and here's why. Sunbury Motors Ford has 2019 Ford Fiestas starting at $12,820. That's a new car for under 13 grand. Browse Central Pennsylvania's largest selection of four-wheel drive vehicles. Pick from 68 Ford Escapes, and they're slashed to as low as $17,820. SMC has all remaining 2018 Ford Explorers reduced by $8,000, starting at $33,985. Sunbury Motors has over 100 new Ford trucks, with F-150s marked down up to $14,000, and Super Duties as much as $15,000. SMC's goal of selling 1,000 new Fords in 2019 will be your gain. Sunbury Motors in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, proudly serving all of Central Pennsylvania and the Susquehanna Valley for over a century.
Welcome back to the KOK Live Telephone Talk Show. On the mark, 1-800-795-9565. If you think our congressman was a dud, which I do, but I'm glad he's gone, and maybe we can get a good Republican in there. Well, possible get a good Democrat, but that's going to be a tougher row to hoe.
I think Tom Marino was very positive in a lot of ways, but also, too,
totally absent from our valley.
I don't know. I know business people who talk to him, you know, pretty consistently. I would see him in Washington. I would, you know, I.
Oh yeah, you can go to Washington and see him. Well, I saw him
up here. One of the things though is, unique experience. You know, Tom was a person who worked in a factory, then went back to law school, and that's sort of probably some good understanding of things for anybody, male or female, to be in politics, meaning that, you know, somebody who's been on the working end of a paycheck and gets to then go back to school, put themselves at a higher level, you know, create these skills and move up. But I would hope most people that are in public service have a pretty good foundation on what it takes. It has moved up the ladder. However, then you do see areas where people just make horizontal moves into a family member's position. That's happened in politics also. So
read Jake Corman there if you don't.
Well, I'm just saying, but that certainly also.
Who's the guy from center? Who's the other person? National picture filled his U.S. Congressman father's shoes.
Well, Bill Schuster.
Schuster. Thank
for
you.
Bud Schuster.
Thank you.
So that's just in the
Pennsylvania.
And
he's done, right? Bill retired.
Yeah, he retired. And that's not, you know, those are experiencing, you know, you bring in, and of course, you get reelected, and you keep going. But I would think right now, we'll see what happens. But like we talked about earlier, that seat is sort of a Williamsport. You know, look at the areas of population and influence, and, you know, we'll certainly see what happens. Not necessarily, though. It'd be interesting to see if somebody from Snyder County, like Fred Keller, could, if he puts his hat in the ring for that. We should see a special election probably in the spring primary here in PA.
1-800-795-9565 is our telephone number. You want to read that good email that we got there?
Good morning. I disagree with Dale. We don't need a wall. We need people getting paid. Open up the government now, Mr. Trump. I would certainly add, since this is, an earlier email or two, I would add, yeah, Mr. Trump, Mrs. Pelosi, Mr. McConnell, and any others. So, I would say that could easily be done. Hard to negotiate. I think particularly with Speaker Pelosi, when I think she wants to only give you a dollar for something that they offered more for initially. So, we'll see. Yeah, it's certainly not all on the Trump administration. It certainly has Congress's stamp of disapproval on this also. So disapproval on all sides.
1-800-795-9565 is the telephone number. We're talking about replacing U.S. Congressman Tom Marino. I wonder if we'll hear from the sort of the Doug McClinkos of the world on the Republican side. What was the name of the housewife from Bradford County that made such a good showing, couldn't overcome the state college momentum of Mark Friedenberg? But she seemed like a perfectly plausible candidate when she was.
I would say it would be hard to believe a Republican wouldn't get it with the 100,000 different registration numbers.
It's going to have to be a super Democrat.
Yeah, so it would. It's the debacle that went on in the district after Don Sherwood left, and Chris Carney, and nothing personally against Chris, but it's just the district became dysfunctional. But that happens too. So if you see that dysfunction in a heavily Democratic area or heavily Republican area, and it gives you an angle, it's all out there. But I always respect the people who choose to put themselves out there for the voters.
Really?
If it's in the local elections of school board or borough councils, as well as up the food chain of politics.
Well, you're out there as a committee
the people who the prothonotaries, the tax collectors, those people who put them out there to serve. And also too, Mark, we got to be realistic. Being in politics, maybe to a degree, is not what it used to be cracked up to be for people. We see the personal destructions of in regards to people. I mean, the disruptive
scandals and things.
You see stuff that you're thinking to yourself, going, "Do I even want to get in that arena anymore?" So maybe some of the people who could be very, very good at doing these political jobs are saying, "Nah, I think I'll stay with my occupation, raise my family, and be happy."
All right, we're going to talk about the Philadelphia Eagles in 1 minute, but let me tell you about the Sunbury Motor Company. What do they sell there? Ford, small cars, big trucks, and literally everything in between. You can get a great big tractor trailer there, or you get a tiny little smart car on the used car lot, but they sell Ford Foci. There's still some of those left, and they got a wide range of other vehicles in every size. A Ford Taurus, just a super vehicle, all-wheel drive, perfect to get around in. Of course, then you got the Escape, and the Expedition, and the Excursion, and the Explorer, and so then you're in the SUV line, and guess what? You're getting where you're going. So you got Edge, Escape, Expedition, Excursion, Explorer.
Excitement.
Right. They're well said. If you can't get around in those Fords, you got a problem, because they get you where you're going. Whether you're getting 6 to 10 or whether it's just kind of sprinkling outside and you want to make sure you got super good traction. The Sunbury Motor Company, sponsor of the On the Mark Show, they would very much like to talk to you. Unfortunately, the Philadelphia Eagles are not playing this weekend. This is tragically sad, but...
Yeah, they had a
prediction. What's going to happen with these good playoffs on Sunday?
I wouldn't be surprised if you saw New England make it back to the Super Bowl, and you look at the Saints. But of course, you could have the Chiefs and the Saints. I just don't think LA has the horsepower to beat the Saints. The Eagles woke up the Saints last week, so we'll see.
I think the Eagles also showed how you can beat the Saints.
Yeah, to a degree.
So but, I think that'll be the better game. I think the Chiefs are going to win pretty easily because it's a home game. But I think the NFC game is going to be pretty good.
Yeah, I would say I still think the Patriots have something up their sleeves, but we'll see there. Andy Reid has to get over this hurdle. He's only gotten over it one time in his coaching career. That's when Philadelphia went to the Super Bowl, ironically against the Patriots. It's hard to root against the Chiefs from a home field advantage.
I can do it.
But the Chiefs are there, or the Patriots are there. But I do think the Saints got a wake up call last week.
You got to play hard consistently all the time.
Yeah. Well, I think the sporting event from the area was last night with the Shikellamy Braves.
Oh, were you at the wrestling match?
Was not, but I took it in on the radio and on TV.
Okay.
And looks like, and somebody says, that's a real rivalry. I said, oh, boy, I just don't think so. And they said, why? I said, it's almost like a hammer and a nail. That's not a rivalry. I mean, to have a rivalry, you got to win. some things.
Well, shickle
can't compete, but shickle
waited until the last minute to get out the hammer.
Well, I think they led at the right time when
well,
it's
that's
over.
True. Yeah, when it was done. What was it, the last period of the last bout?
I believe the last 20 seconds sort of sealed it for Shikalimi, but it looked like a heck of a match. Like I said, I had the TV on and WKOK on the radio, so...
Service Electric Cablevision. Now, if you'd have turned the Service Electric Cablevision up, you know who you would have heard. Matt Cotrillo, the news director here, was doing the play-by-play last night. He's a play-by-play artiste, and he did a fabulous job.
Okay, but
I listened to a little...
That was a heck of a sporting event. Big crowd in a little gym in Seals Grove. Hint that Seals Grove might want to have a larger gym at some point.
Well, if we're going to see the awakening of the grappler. All right, folks. Well, thank you so much for listening. On Monday morning, Joe McGranahan and I will be back together. We'll resume arguing. It'll be MLK Day. We'll have some winternet announcements, most likely. So... there won't be school on Monday but because of the holiday, but we will most likely have some delays and other weather-related announcements. Yeah. 6 to 10 inches tomorrow. Stay tuned. Winternet's posted at WKOK.com. Have a great weekend.
You too. Slow down. Turn your lights on and use your turn signals.
You and them turn signals. That's the bottom line. Well, thank you, everybody, for listening to On the Mark. Thank you, Rob Center. Another fabulous week. Yeah. So all very much appreciated. Sunbury Motor Company and Hometown Pharmacies are sponsors. This is WDKOK Sunbury.